Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The double standard. If it weren't for the double standard, the left would have no standards at all. And let me tell you something. The thing that irks conservatives, the people listening to this very show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the most, is the double standard. Because we can clearly see when the rules do not apply to certain people. All we want is for the playing field to be level. But let me tell you something, conservatives. It is rarely level. You play by the rules, and there are people who do not care about the rules. They disregard the rules every single day in every element of what they do. When you think about leftists, I want you to understand that leftists are intentionally breaking the rules. I'll give you an example. Unions. What is a union formed for? They say it's formed for the greater good, to protect the employees, etc. It is formed to enrich the people who form the union. And yes, does it protect the employees every now and then? Sure it does. They get the benefit of doing what? Not having to work, having more than enough people to do a job. We all know the joke that if you want a job done that's enough for one guy, hire four union guys. The joke of it, we all know what the union stands for. And do you know these people still push the union as if it's a good thing? We all know they pad the books. They overpay. To do what? Every now and then to say, well, we'll protect you in the event of a strike. What do they strike for? They strike because they say, we want more money. They generally, when they want more money, end up pushing companies out of business. Tell me what a union is outside of being a tick. Then they want to retire. And what do most of the unions do? They get their people lots of pay. When they do what? No work. 75% of your pay for life. 100% of your pay for life. And who gets left holding the bag? Posterity. Our kids and grandkids. Yet, they mention union as if it's a badge of honor. I'm a proud member of the union. And you know the reputation of the union. Can you imagine the Republicans trying to sell the idea that, okay, now wait a minute. I'm going to get money for really doing nothing. You're going to collectively bargain for me so that I can put more people on the job that are needed. Then you're going to prevent people from firing me. And then when I retire, I'm going to get 100% of my pay for doing nothing, and I'll get it for life. Can you imagine us trying to sell that? Well, we may not sell it, but we buy it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give us a call. I'm going to bet you money that you hadn't really thought about a union in that way. I mean, you knew it inherently, but you didn't really think about how could you possibly sell this? How could you sell this concept? I'm going to bet you didn't, which is why you're here. So we're talking about the double standard. This double standard, we feel like, goes unnoticed by the left's minions, right? Because we say, how could you possibly not see this double standard? But the fact is, they do see it. They notice it. But just like I described to you, they don't really think about it because somebody's been droning it in to them. Just slow, you know, it's like a worm. They just go, union good, Zelensky good, Ukraine good, Hillary Clinton good, Democrats good, progressives good, education good. Am I getting to you to make you understand that you get tricked into believing college education good, this good, government good, everybody helping? But when you stop for a moment and it hits you, you go, wait a minute. Now, why does it hit us so quickly? Because it happens so often. See, you are playing by the rules. So you see when the rules are broken all the time. But when the rules are being broken on your behalf, you ignore it. If I can go get something for nothing, welfare, universal basic income, I hear L.A. is going to give out $1,000 as universal basic income as a trial. Okay. So what if somebody said to you, okay, Kev, I'm going to give you $1,000 a month. Just live your life. But I'm going to give you $1,000 a month as a trial. Okay, what would I say? As a conservative, I'd say, why are you giving me $1,000 a month? I'm not doing anything. That money has to come from somebody. Or, and I mean, that's what most conservatives are going to say, because I'm not going to want to take it. But do you think that that's going to be the leftist? The thing that, let me tell you what my cousin then would say. My cousin would say, why just $1,000? Can I get more? Is there more to be got? What if I have kids? They will start to ask questions about how can I get more of these $1,000 checks for doing nothing? Because that's what we've created. We've created people who just are looking for something for nothing. Now, here's what's interesting. If I were to get this money, this $1,000 as a conservative, let's say they said we're going to give everybody $1,000 who's working hard, but you just can't quite get there. And then there's leftists that are doing nothing. And even though they're on welfare, they don't get that extra $1,000. Do you think they would see the double standard? Of course they would. The reason why we see the double standard is we go, okay, so let me get this right. I work, I pay my taxes, I'm diligent, you know, I'm giving to charity, etc. And then you take my money and you give it to some people who have, you know, six kids out of wedlock by four different women, and they never have to work. And then you want to give them a universal basic income. I don't think that's right. Or you say, you know, I'm going out buying my firearm, getting trained, getting, you know, my weapon, etc. And I have to register, but this other guy can come in and can have a weapon that he gets and protect himself, and you, no harm, no foul. Oh, let me get this right. I have to pay taxes or get my vaccination or show a proof of vaccination, but these people coming across the border, well, I mean, they don't need to get it. Or I can come in as a legal immigrant to America and have to go through all the rigmarole, understand the laws and the citizenship, make sure I don't bring in the wrong fruit, etc., and come through the normal way. But then the people coming across the border, they can bring any kind of disease they want and carry any kind of fruit they want. And by the way, they could hate America and be terrorists. I get it. The double standard. And that's what leftists keep us on tilt, because we're always going, well, we're playing by the rules, man, we're doing it the right way and all that. Well, I'm just going to put it to you this way, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you might want to think about how you can rewrite the rule book a little bit so that those guys are on tilt. Make them feel the double standard. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Every day you wake up as a conservative, you wake up on the righteousness, the right side of issues. You are part of righteousness. God-fearing, Bible-thumping, legal gun-toting people all over this country wake up to the double standard. But you know what? You still go out there and you play by the rules. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You want for your children what you want for all children. Sure, you're biased. Of course you want your kid to win the spelling bee or the track meet or whatever. But you play by the rules. If your kid doesn't win, you know what you do? You teach him, hey, look, life, that's how life is. You don't always win. You're ready for the lesson, win or lose. You're not about gloating. You're not about getting something for nothing. If your kid steals something, you take him to the store. You say, give that back. If a kid comes home wearing somebody's shirt, you say, where did you get that shirt? Oh, it was Jimmy gave it to me. He better have given it to you. I'm going to call his mother, and you will follow up. You do it. You want to teach your children righteousness. And the Democrats love you for it because it makes you a rube, because they live in a very different world. There's a saying, folks, hold yourself to a higher standard than anyone expects of you, then never excuse yourself. That's the way I live. My grandmother used to say, you better be, boy, you better be better than white kids. Double. She said, I better be double. I used to figure, how do I measure that I'm double these white kids? She didn't mean it racially. She meant they're going to be looking at you. They're going to be measuring you. They're going to be evaluating you, Kevin. You better make sure you are a great representative of our people. Who knew that I was a young MLK Jr.? At least in my grandmother's eyes, I was. So she made me hold myself to a standard. I was talking to some cadets when I went down to my reunion, and I told the kids, I said, a couple of them, I said, hey, man, it doesn't matter what anybody, let me just say to you, when you are pursuing something in life, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks of you. What matters is what you think of yourself. Had a buddy, he was dating a girl. And I felt like she was taking advantage of him, and I just asked him a question. I said, let me ask you a question, man. He said, what? I said, how do you feel about yourself? I go, what, you know, do you feel like you deserve a good woman? He was like, well, and I said, see, just in the hesitancy, this is why this girl's taking advantage of you. I said, you don't feel worthy of her. And he's, you know, he's not an overly good looking guy. He's done very well for himself. He's a cute little dude. Not that I'm gay. But the girl, you know, she's a very attractive girl. And I can tell he feels a disjoint. And there really isn't. I mean, they're a nice couple. They really do. They're a nice couple. So I asked him, what do you think about yourself? And when we got to it, I said, either you feel in your heart that you deserve her or you don't. And I don't care who it is you're with. You know, that's your own personal choice. But if you don't feel good about who you are, how do you think that, what do you think the vibe is they're going to get? We talk about this in the animal kingdom. A dog can sense this or that. A person can sense it. If you're a smart, intuitive person, you can sense, I can get over on this guy. So what does he do? She calls him up. She says to him, I think you're bad for me. I don't want to be around you anymore. And he says, you know what? Let's just cut it off. That's what he said after our conversation. Well, guess what? A few months pass, and he tells me, he says, hey, you'll never believe who called me. I said, that girl that you were dating, the one that you said you no longer want to see because you don't feel like she's committed, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he told me the story. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, you know what? She was like, you broke my heart. You know, you did. And I went, yeah. I go, how'd you break her heart? Because you told me that I was treating you badly or whatever, and you were done. You broke my heart. I said, you didn't break her heart. You made her understand that you have a standard that you're going to hold in a relationship. And if you aren't willing to live up to that standard, forget you. Because you know what you're not going to live for? The double standard. Consider the world that the leftists live in, people. Double standards are the norm. They wake up knowing that Joe Biden is a crooked president, that he's a pathological liar, that their party, the Democratic Party, is evil to its rotten core, and they have to wake up and embrace it. Would you embrace that? I mean, what do we say about the Republicans? We say, man, they're just as bad as the Democrats, just not quite. We don't trust McConnell. We don't trust McCarthy. We needed Trump to drain the swamp. We are quite the opposite. We are acknowledging that our party isn't much better. We don't just, oh my gosh, well, let's just accept it. It's all good. But they live with the double standard. They live knowing that Hunter Biden, I'm going to go through some of these double standards here in a bit, but I'm just giving you a teaser. They live knowing that there's an elite class that can get away with whatever they want. They live knowing that black people, these so-called black leaders, will get paid to tell black minions to go out and march and riot and do all this other stuff. And who benefits? Are black people benefiting? Of course not. But see, there comes a point where the double standard has to hit them. They find out that the rules do apply to them. The evil left will turn on them in just a second. And by the way, I mean, in just a New York minute. And this is why they stay in the cult and they're scared to death, because they don't want that double standard to apply to them. They're like, oh, we got to just stick to the game plan. But every now and then they get them. They get caught up. Al Franken. A guy who has a picture from 20 years ago where he plays like he puts his hands on a woman's breast at some sort of a USO thing that he did as a comedian, and that's what gets him accused of being a misogynist? I could go on. Kevin Spacey, he's cruising along. He's as debaucherous as they come. You know, pedophile, you name it. Hollywood embraced him until they didn't. So it hits them in the naughty bits, but until it hits them directly, let me tell you what your responsibility is, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please go there, get your t-shirt, and by the way, support the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. We want to get this thing around the country, and this is our time to do it, to start making people laugh. But I digress. I want to tell you, how do you get leftists? What is your responsibility to them when you know they're living this immoral, evil, double standard life? It is to make sure they understand it constantly, that you are never letting up. See, if you don't let them know that it's a double standard, they ignore it, because the media will allow them to ignore it. They'll pretend that they don't see it. They'll act like, what are you talking about, Kevin? I don't understand. No, it would have been no different if it had been Trump's kids. It would have been no different if it had been Donald Trump who did what Joe Biden did. It would have been no different if it had been a Republican. If it would have been no different if it had been a white cop versus a black cop, or a black cop versus a white cop. Do I really need to explain to you how the double standard works? You live it every day. You're going to wake up. I don't know what you woke up to this morning, but whatever headlines were in the news, I guarantee you there were at least four double standards.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of enormous economic impact on Americans thanks to the war in Ukraine. Yellen saying Americans will deal with disruptions on the flow of energy and food as a result of Russia's unprovoked invasion. The Treasury Secretary adding Russia and Ukraine account for around one-third of the world's wheat exports. Residents in Texas are cleaning up after a storm with winds of over 100 miles an hour blew through East Texas, causing power outages, property damage, and falling trees that killed at least one man. Resident Ron Roan describes how his home was affected.
They raised the trailer up a couple of feet and blocked us in. We had to have a fire department come cut things out so we can get out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. A governor in a state is expected to sign a near-total ban on abortion.
In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA is warning that tainted raw oysters could be linked to a norovirus outbreak. The oysters are from British Columbia and were sold to restaurants and retailers in at least 30 states. Norovirus is highly contagious and often causes stomach flu, producing symptoms such as abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about double standards. Double standards of the left. You want me to give you one that's in your face? You want one that's absolutely Will Smith slapping you? Chris Rock, you ready? The SCOTUS judge. Affirmative action on it at its finest. Not qualified. Affirmative action. Not the best candidate. She's defended pedophiles. She's an ethnocentric racist who can't even define what a woman is. And she's going to get approved. Now, as you consider that, I want you to compare her confirmation to that of Black Justice Clarence Thomas. Exactly. You're going, ooh, man, where's the guy that came out of the woodwork that said Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson grabbed him by his package, right? Where is that? This is the most soft shoe. By the way, same thing happened with Sotomayor. Same thing happened with Kagan. Hardly any controversy whatsoever. They shoehorned in people who are unqualified. Sotomayor, holy cow, I know more about law than she does. But she's a sitting Supreme Court judge. Oh, let's compare Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the after the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. Do we really need to understand what the double standard is? How far did they go back into her, you know, her career and look for dirt? And here's what most people don't know. I think it was Bush who nominated a black woman, the first black woman nominated to the Supreme Court. You want to know who voted against her? Joe Biden. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I got a list of double standards. You got a list of double standards. Let me tell you, you wake up every day, as I said earlier, living to a standard, a higher standard. And while you are fighting to do things the right way, do you understand the yin and the yang of life? There's somebody on the equal and opposite side ready to take advantage of all the good work that you've done to live a righteous life. They are doing it exactly the opposite. They are looking at, how do I screw somebody over? How do I get something for nothing? Money or product or whatever. And what would we call somebody that does that? We would call them a criminal. If somebody walked up to you and said, how can I get the money out of that woman's purse as she shops, or that guy's wallet as he golfs, or, you know, I'll go steal it out of the locker room. We would call them a criminal. But Democrats don't. They call them welfare recipients. They call them voters. That's what they call them. So let's look at the double standards. How about this one? The entire crooked Obama administration, the affirmative action administration of baby black Jesus, it is a complete double standard. A guy wholly unqualified to be president. He couldn't even run a bodega, much less the economy of the United States. And what do? They let him print trillions of dollars, 10 trillion. Plus, to be exact, they called it quantitative easing. Kevin, they printed money for white people too. Did they print double the amount of money that we already had in debt? Did they print almost the amount of money that equated to our GDP? Wow. I mean, I get that government runs on a whole different thing because we have to create this, quote, fictitious money in order to have a currency that we all agree we want to use. But can you double it and get away with it? You can if you're a black affirmative action president. And oh, by the way, what else did he do? The man that wanted to take away your guns, he's protected. All the people around him are protected. What about that double standard? While he's plotting to send guns to Mexico, bring them back into the United States, and let us have a horde of refugees coming from Mexico. Can you imagine if Donald Trump did something like that? Well, Democrats might actually like that. Hey, how about the double standard of Barack Obama? He's pro-military, but he lets veterans die in the VA on waiting list. Oh, and the double standard of protecting his employees, right? No man left behind, etc. Benghazi, do I need to talk about that? Hey, what about the...
We need to unite all citizens together here, whatever.
Right, IRS persecution of conservatives, well, he presided over that. He targeted and silenced the press. And I could give you 5 or 10 other things that this man did, but, and we haven't even gotten into policy. It's a double standard across the board. You want to go individually? The double standard of Rice, Susan Rice getting a promotion after she gets people killed in Benghazi. The double standard of Hillary Clinton actually running for president after she got people killed in Benghazi. She should have been in jail after the meeting with between Loretta Lynch and her husband. You know, the serendipitous, is that the word? I think I got it right. Meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac in Phoenix that somebody happened to get. Who could get away with that double standard where an ongoing investigation is happening for your wife and you happen to go to the nation's, you know, preeminent lawmaker, or whatever they call the attorney general, the top law person in the land? Would you be considered obstructing justice if you did that? What about Hillary Clinton and all the crimes that she did and James Comey reading off the litany of crimes and then say, well, after all of that, we can't measure intent? Has anybody you know gotten off of a crime because they couldn't measure intent? Kevin, did you intend to rob that, to hijack that dude when you took his Bentley? Well, I'll be honest with you, Your Honor. I didn't intend to take the car. It just looked so good when he drove it up and handed me the keys, thinking I was the valet. I figured he was giving it to me. It wasn't my intent to take it. Well, you think, how many black folks are in prison do you think could use that, the Hillary Clinton excuse? How many white folks? We don't have to colorize that one, do we? And what about Hillary Clinton right now? The slap on the wrist.
Oh, okay, we admit our campaign did spy on Trump, and we did trump up the charges, and we did pay for the dossier, and we did corrupt every organization inside of the DOJ and get them to take it to the level of impeachment.
And we created this ruse of Russian collusion.
But, okay, we'll pay our fine. We're good. We're good with that.
You think you could stay out of prison if you did that? Look, as Dinesh D'Souza, what he did. How the double standard that happened to him. Rosie O'Donnell did identically the same thing. Did she go to prison? Yeah. You pay a fine for initiating a fake investigation against a presidential candidate and ultimately then use that same information to try to get rid of him. And we have congressmen, sitting congressmen and senators who want to hold hearings over this. Hey, what about the double standard of, I'm just giving you some examples, the Tea Party versus Occupy Wall Street versus Antifa versus Black Lives Matter? I just saw a story, just another one. Now, this is we've talked about how Black Lives Matter has used this money to go enrich themselves and do nothing to help black folks. I just saw a story that said they found another $5 million home purchase by money donated to Black Lives Matter. If you don't think that it is so tempting for people like myself to shut our mouths and go over and start talking smack against conservatives when I can go get $5 million, I got to buy a house here in Arizona. I'm sweating like a chihuahua is going to pass a peach pit because the rates are going up, the housing prices are going up, the interest rates are going up, and I got to get something. And am I going to have to live out in East Jesus, or am I going to be able to live where I can take my kid to his events? But I'm worried about it. And Black Lives Matter is purchasing multi-million dollar homes with money that people are giving them just to go out there and raise holy heck, treat you guys with complete, utter disdain, a lack of respect, and it's okay. Has anybody that's bought one of these houses been prosecuted? Has anybody,
we've frozen their money, they can't do this or that, and we're looking into this.
Do you think the Biden, the so-called Justice Department is going to do anything to these people? Or do you think that these are paid minions getting their reparations while other black folks struggle? Because let me tell you something, folks, there are millions of black people out there who are truly conservative and they want to play by the rules. They are playing by the rules. And they see what's happening here in this double standard. They see the slap in the face that this SCOTUS judge selected purely because she's black. She's a black woman. They understand the double standard. They understand the double standard of Jussie Smollett getting a slap on the wrist for doing what he did against whom? Against you. Conservatives.
When we come back, we'll analyze lots more double standards, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the double standard. What the left thrive on, the double standard. They don't want to play by the rules. The rules are fluid. That's the word they like to use. When they talk about gender, it's fluid. When they talk about tax policy, it's fluid. When they talk about gun control, it's fluid. You want to know when it's how fluid it is? It's fluid for when they need it. If they need a gun, then they want no gun control. But if you need a gun, they want gun control. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We've been talking about the double standard. Weaving in the news of the double standard. And the reason why I love these types of shows, I love when my mind is in this mode, is because it doesn't matter when you listen to this show. This applies. No matter when you listen, you can listen to this show 10 years from now and substitute whatever I'm talking about today. Whether it's, you know, guns or it's Obama and Benghazi and whatever else, it's the Supreme Court justice and the social media and the media, just substitute, and I promise you, you'll be able to stick leftist double standards in there to your heart's content. If I just went back and edited it and took out the whatever was going on at the time and put it in with whatever's happening new at the time, the show would be identically the same, because it isn't going to change. Leftism is a cult. It is an evil cult, and that's why leftism will always have a double standard. You want to look at some? Media, double standard. The media has told more lies. These are the people that claim to have fact checkers. They claim to have journalists. And look at the number of times that the media has to back up on a story. For example, I got kicked off of Twitter because I dare questioned Twitter and said, why don't you make the New York Times fake news? As much as they get it wrong, like they did with Officer Sicknick, you would think they'd make it fake news. How many stories has the media screwed up in the last decade? How many? What part did they play in talking about Hunter Biden? We played the mashup many times. Hunter Biden's done that. He's done nothing. We're going to talk about this in the second hour. But he's done nothing, right? Yet, we find out he's done something. The laptop, it was nothing. There's no laptop. It's Russian misinformation. It's not. Now what are they telling you? They're telling you January 6th is the incursion, it was a riot, it was all these different things. Insurrection, it's none of those. They told you that Jussie Smollett had been attacked by Trump supporters, it was a lie. I mean, go back, you don't, look, I'm not even doing research here, I'm just giving you off the top of my head. Go back and look at stories where you can clearly see they set the narrative. They follow the narrative. It's a lie. Let me give you one. Here's one to think about. Remember everything I told you about Wu Flu. Remember, I'm no virologist, I'm no epidemiologist, but here's what I do know. When your body gets a disease and you survive it, that is the best immune system going. What did Fauci tell you? Doesn't matter. Go get the shit. Get your boosters. You gotta get this. And knowing that none of this crap worked. Well, here he was, a decade or two before Wu Flu, talking about the flu.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu.
Should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
That is, until somebody said to Fauci, we need to rip off the American people of trillions of dollars. And don't worry, anything you said in the past doesn't apply. Forget the science, which is what he just espoused, the true science. But he didn't tell you that. He didn't tell you that when hundreds of millions of people around the world had already gotten and survived Wu Flu, and we all know of this thing called herd immunity, and if you didn't hear about it, then you lived under a rock. They didn't talk about herd immunity. Why? Because Fauci knew. What else do I need to tell you about this? The media double standard. Fauci was paraded across all types of media to remind people, hey, look, don't sweat it. You know, it's all good. Get the shot, get the boot. And when the shot was determined that it didn't work, then it was get the booster. And then it was 70% of you got to get it. No, you know what he should have been saying? Once 70% of us get herd immunity, that you've gotten the disease and no matter, you know, it's over. You don't need to worry about variants or anything else. But he didn't do that, because he did what he was told. The double standard, folks. You want to know a double standard on policing? The double standard on policing is The Democrats say police are killing black people. So police say, you know what? Go ahead and kill yourselves. And then they come back crying, we're the police. We need the police protection. Our neighborhoods are unsafe. Democrats across the board, it's unsafe. There's a report, some guy, who is he? He's a leftist. Oh, a Chicago alderman. He says, look, Chicago is, it is so dangerous, we got to do something. Well, you know what people wanted to do? They wanted to put police there. You want to know why they couldn't? Because of the double standard. You're accusing police of killing black folks, black folks killing other black folks in Chicago every weekend. You see the evidence with your own eyes, and you still want to claim that it's cops doing it, and now you want to go back, right? The double standard. And oh gosh, we had some shootings that came up in the last few days, right? What did Steve Kerr, they go to the Clippers coach.
We got to stop all these shootings, these gun violence.
But he's not going to tell you the gun violence is coming from people that vote like he votes, people that don't have a care in the world about life, people who have illegal weapons. He doesn't want to tell you that because that would be a double standard. If he had to admit it, he'd have to tell you, yeah, I hold not a standard, I hold a double standard. See, because law-abiding citizens, for the most part, aren't going around killing people. But his ilk is. But he wants you to think it's our problem. It's a gun issue. Joy Reid, homophobic to her rotten, ethnocentric, racist core. They found evidence of her anti-gay rants and so on and so forth. I don't know what it was called, but it was some Tucker Carlson brought it up. Maybe we'll talk about it one day. But she had all this anti-gay stuff, and she's on TV. She's an ethnocentric racist who colorized everything. The only person worse than her is Tiffany Cross, who's another MSNBC bigot, racist bigot, who says white people need to shut up about the Oscars and Will Smith, right? And don't even get me started on Will Smith, right? How many people go up, get offended, and go slap a host? I heard Chris Rock's actually going to sue him now. I don't know if that's true, but I heard it is the case. Oh, but the double standard you may be going, well, Kevin, what are you talking about? The double standard of let's not be violent. Oh, and by the way, Will Smith, over the last decade, he made a comment, people need to learn how to handle their business without using violence. You following? We're talking about the double standard. Oh, you want to talk double standard in energy? So the Democrats tell you, we care about the poor people. We care about blah, blah, blah. Let's look at inflation as it pertains to food and energy. So they care about the poor. But what does Joe Biden do? He engages in a war with Russia. Why? Because his crackhead son, who, by the way, should be in prison if we had a standard and not a double standard. His crackhead son has negotiated with both countries who are warring, negotiated a bioweapons lab deal in Ukraine. Joe Biden is so compromised, he doesn't know which way is up. And so the war rages on. And what does he do? He blames inflation and the high price of gasoline, which had already begun to rise on his watch, on Russians, on Putin. The double standard. Putin bad, Ukraine good, Zelensky good, Joe Biden good. It's a double standard. Now, you know better. Now, they're trying to fool many people because they say, oh, the presidents can't impact inflation and all this other stuff. Well, I beg to differ. Donald Trump did. Donald Trump is the reason why we didn't have hyperinflation, which is where we're headed. I've told you, we're headed for inflation, if not hyperinflation, and a recession. And the Democrats don't want to give you the warning signs. And then, of course, what do they want to do? They want to pass the buck, because that's what Democrats are good at. They're good at creating the problem and making you believe that somebody else created the problem. But you're going to suffer for it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.